fan sounds like shit.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Eckford. It's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Did I catch it in okay time?
Sure. Yeah, this is fine.
Okay. I mean, if you don't have a few minutes, we can always chat later. I just got your voicemail, so I wanted to give you a try.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can for a couple minutes here. I can talk, I guess.
Okay. Great. So, I see here you requested information for both capital and equipment financing. Let's talk about the equipment. What were you trying to bring on for your business?
Just purchasing, upgrading some more chairs and equipment and laboratories.
Okay. How soon are you looking to bring on this equipment?
I guess real soon. I mean, you know, sooner the better.
Okay. Do you already have everything picked out? Or are you working with a vendor?
Yeah, I work with Midwest, and I have some options that I already picked out there. Just I'm adding it down to the, I guess, the color.
Okay. Nice. Okay. That's great. And as far as the capital, what exactly did you want to use the money for?
Some marketing, and then maybe some marketing, maybe a little inventory, but mainly, I guess, marketing and just to have a cash flow available.
Okay. What kind of marketing do you typically do?
Internet, but I was looking to expand out to maybe radio, as well as, I guess, a billboard if possible.
Excellent. Okay. And then as far as inventory, how much in inventory were you looking for?
Money worth, I guess, about maybe 10,000.
Okay. I'm sorry, and how much did you say you wanted to spend on marketing?
That I haven't really, because it depends on the, I know radio is pretty expensive. I would say maybe no more than 10 to 15,000 we're looking to spend.
Okay. And so, all right. So, and how much cash flow did you need?
Maybe about 20, 25.
Okay. Okay. So, I guess maybe our goal is to get you the highest approval, but it sounds about like 50,000 for capital is kind of the target number, right?
That's high.
That's on the high end?
I mean, that's fine. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Sorry. Yeah, I got almost kind of an echo in my connection. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, we could just shoot for 50 on that. And do you have a ballpark number of how much the equipment's going to cost?
Yeah, probably around, say, 150 to 175.
Okay. Who do you normally use to finance the equipment for your office?
This is my first time. I mean, I purchased the office, the whole practice, and I had equipment already in it.
Oh, nice. Okay. What year did you purchase the practice?
2011.
Okay. Excellent. And so I think we might have the wrong company name. When Myrtle answered the phone earlier, I think she said something different. We had South Post Oak Dental Center.
Right. That was the old practice.
Okay. All right. Let me, I want to keep this in the notes here. And so what's the, what is the practice called under your ownership?
Houston Precise Dental Care.
Can you say that one more time?
Houston Precise Dental Care.
Precise Dental Care. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And are you an LLC or?
Yes, I'm an LLC, but operate as an S corporation.
Okay. File as S Corp. All right. All right, and okay. And how much is the monthly rent for the practice location?
$5,600.
5,600?
Six.
6,6. Okay, thank you. Okay. And are you the 100% owner of the practice?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And all right, so basically for the equipment finance, we can finance 100% of the equipment. So I think that'll be helpful, especially at a time where you're looking for capital to really expand, right? I hear a lot about the marketing plans and then cash flow for operating expenses and then also inventory. So for the equipment, we will need essentially a quote from when you finalize which items you're getting from which vendors, right? For the, which comes up to the 150, 175. And we can put all the different pieces of equipment, excuse me, even from different vendors onto the same loan. So you'll just have the one payment. So I think that definitely would be helpful. And we can even take care of if you need to have us take care of any freight or shipping charges. We can actually go over 100% when we can cross that bridge when we get to it. But just so you can, have some peace of mind knowing that you won't have to come up with tax and shipping and everything like that if that gets costly. I'm not sure how much shipping those items will be, but with chairs and everything, I don't know if it's a few hundred or 1,000 or something like that, but we can take care of it. And so we can basically have you approved within about 24 hours. What we do is so since you file as an S Corp, we look at the just the first page of your most recent business tax return. Did you file for 2015 yet?
Just actually sent it off. I haven't gotten it back, so
Okay, no problem. We can use 2014. It's really what we do is we look at the first page of the business tax return, really to verify the business. And then we also look at what's called the Schedule K-1 that shows your ownership, right? It'll say your name and 100% ownership. And so we look at those two documents, and then simply a few months of bank statements from your business account. So essentially, to make sure you can cash flow the note, right? That you can afford the loans. Equipment and capital are two different, really they're two different loans altogether. So the equipment is going to be a little bit more credit based on your business credit, and there is a some impact from your personal credit, and that's going to be a traditional 5-year loan. And then the capital, that's going to be based on your revenues. What have you been typically doing year to year for your gross revenues?
last year I think I was right at about 700,000, a little bit over. And each
Okay.
year, I mean, so the year before that was about six, so I've kind of, increased
That's
a bit.
awesome. Okay, great. So what, generally, we approve about 10% of your gross revenues. So if you're doing about 700,000, we'll probably come back with an approval for 70, and you can just take the 50 now, and then have access to that 20 down the road, right? So you don't have to take it all up front, and we'll approve you for the longest term possible, and then work backwards, maybe customize the payments and everything like that. All right, so it sounds like we'll be able to take care of everything you need there. And I have your email address. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you both our equipment and our working capital applications, and just a reminder checklist of what we need, right? The bank statements, the two pages from the tax return, and that's it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just send that over to me and I try to get that out.
Yeah, I know you're real busy. So whenever you have a chance, you know, it only takes a couple seconds for everything, really. And then I'll, you know, you have my direct line, but all my contact information will be in the email, so you'll be able to contact me whenever.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Nice talking to you, Dr. Eckert.
You too. Thanks.